Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, welcome to the third part of a three-part series of what you need to give up if you want to be happier. Each week we talked about three things for a total of nine things that you need to give up. The last three in our set of nine is number seven. If you really want to be happy, you have got to give up the desire to impress others. And that's hard sometimes when those others can be your family or your close friends, that they just don't get what's deep in your heart, what you really truly want to do. Some people won't get you, and it's devastating when it's especially people that are close to you that you think would cheer you on. Now, I like nice things. Who doesn't? All right? But when you get those nice things, ask yourself, why do you want that item? Or why do you want that success? That's the important question. Having it isn't bad, but your impetus to get it is if it is there to impress others, because you will feel a status quo. People will look at your Louis Vuitton bag and they'll know that you're successful. They'll see the trips you take, and you'll keep up with your neighbors who just went here or there. If that's why you want something or you want to do something, that motivation will not generate happiness. If those nice things are motivated to impress others, you will not be happy. Why? Maybe you will for a second. Maybe you will for a minute. But you will always be chasing happiness. Newest, nicer, better, best. There's always going to be someone who can one-up you. So if you want to impress somebody, you got to give that up, because you're not going to be happy. Do you know, I grew up on I Love Lucy. Have you seen that? I love it. What about The Long, Long Trailer? That movie is so good. I forever will look at chocolate eating. Every time that I see a conveyor belt, I instantly go to I Love Lucy episode where they're sitting there like shoving chocolates in their mouth, trying to keep up with the conveyor belt, right? Her and her friend. Like, I Love Lucy was an integral part of my growing up. Like, I Dream a Genie, Bewitched, and I Love Lucy. And don't forget the Andy Griffith Show. Like, if you are familiar with those, you know, like, that's the good stuff right there. My mom to this day still watches several of those shows. And I have, like, in my DVD case right here, like, the seasons of all of Bewitched. Like, there's just something about it. But I Love Lucy, did you know she had a shaky start? Lucille Ball was the actress who stars in this show, in the series I Love Lucy. And she began studying to be an actress in 1927 at 16 years old, okay? So here she is with her heart full of what her dreams are, and she's told by the drama school instructor to, quote, try any other profession. Try any other profession. That could have led her to crush her dreams and break her heart and deter her from what she wanted to do and live a completely different life. But she wasn't going to impress him. She didn't need to impress him. The need to impress him didn't deter her. How powerful is that? And she affected so many lives and created so much comedic relief to so many people who need it. She knew that she wasn't going to have everybody love her. And that's what we need to realize. we're not everybody's cup of tea. Like, not everybody has the favorite color crayon. Not everybody loves the same kind of movies. Like, you are not gonna impress everybody. And you need to let that go if you want to truly be happy. How do you get out of the habit of that if you're in that? That's a good question. So I've thought about it. And my advice to you is think about what you love and why you love it. Write it down. Review it every day. Your dreams, your hopes, what you like to do, where you like to go. It doesn't matter if it's not someone else's dream, if it's not someone else's favorite thing, that's okay. You be you. There's only one person in the world who is you. And that's awesome. You like what you like. You do what you want to do. And if you don't have the support of people that you feel you need, they're not supporting your dream, that's okay. You don't need to impress them. Move on. Move forward. It's your life. And you have to realize if you want to be happy, you gotta give it up. You can't impress everybody. Like me, seriously, I have had so much, you know, having gone through a cancer battle, been a caregiver, been a widow, remarried, divorced. Now taking my life and moving forward with my passion in the career of what I wanted, I've had haters and I've had friends like that I thought were friends, and it's hard. And I just had to let that go. I had to cut that emotional need to impress people or to even be liked by everybody. Have you been in that kind of situation before? It's hard, but you have to realize at the end of the day, you just have to be the best version of you. And that's all that God cares about, right? I always joke like, I gotta make my daddy happy and I gotta make Jesus happy. And those are the two people in my little tribe and my little family, my three awesome kids. Those are the people whose opinions I care about. And sometimes my dad and mine opinion is differs and is different, and that's okay. Like, that is the definition of love, right? If you can have a different opinion, but you can still respect and love each other. And that is so valid, especially right now in the era and the time that we live in. You're not going to impress everybody. You don't need to be impressed by others. Like, love people. Let people love you for who you are and what you have to offer. And if they don't, bye-bye. See you later. Like, that's hard though. That's hard to get to that place. For me, it took a lot of prayer. Like, Heavenly Father, please help me not care that these people are saying hurtful things about me. And slowly over days, over weeks, I didn't. And now I welcome it. I love that quote by Theodore Roosevelt, and I don't have it right now, but I'll bring it next week and read it to you, irregardless of whatever my podcast is. But about standing in the arena. And standing on the stage and not caring about the people that are in the stands that aren't in your cheering section. Because invite them, give them a seat. Yes, that's great. But unless you're down here in the dirt with me and wiping your brow because you're working so hard towards what you want, if you're not in there with me, then I don't care about the need to impress you or your criticism. And that is so important if we can get to that point and our happiness is on the line. If we need to impress others and their validation of us is what makes you happy, that's not going to create long-term happiness. So that was number 7 of the 9. Number 8, if you want to be happier, you have got to give up the need to always be right. This one is hard, so hard for me, especially when you're a mom, right? It's like, because I said so, that's why. But I have learned as I have been able to humbly acknowledge my wrongs, and Gunner said it beautifully. We were talking, my 14-year-old son, him and I, a couple weeks ago, you know, and he's just like, Mom, it's really hard to stay mad at you because... can understand where I'm coming from, and you want to make it right, and you're not afraid to say you did something wrong. And I know that's annoying. Sometimes you just want to be mad at somebody and you just want to be mad at them. But you need to give up the need to always be right, especially as parents, because that gives our kids validation that, hey, it's okay to say sorry. People mess up even when you're an adult, and that will help carry throughout their life the ability and the opportunity to be humble and to acknowledge their wrongs. So we don't just do it for us, but we do it as an example as well, especially when we're a parent. They watch us. And if we're never wrong, even when we are, it creates bad habits for them to see. And newsflash, you can't always be right. There's only one. And I say this all the time to my kids, you know, when they feel down on themselves. I'm just like, there is only one perfect person ever to walk this earth. And they're like, yeah, I know, Jesus. So I'm just like, yeah. So it's okay if you mess up, if you make a mistake, pick yourself up and learn. I love that. So many times in my life, I have been through hard, really hard, horrible things, but I've learned along the way. And to me, that knowledge is precious. Having lost a spouse to cancer, or any type of loss of someone you love, it's hard, it's horrible, but it also makes you appreciate and value life. I will never look at a bad day the same way as a bad day again when I have gone through what I've been through. Like, my definition of a bad day is so different from before cancer came into my life. Like, every day I'm so grateful that my kids are healthy. And that is wealth. And I'm grateful that I'm strong and that I'm healthy and that that is priceless to me. And every day that makes me happy. So if you woke up and you're healthy, you need to realize so many people would give anything for that. And they would be happy for that, just that. Even all your slew of problems, if you can just be happy, that's amazing. And I've had a little cold, so forgive my sniffling here. But it's just so important to realize that we can't always be right, and we need to be able to say sorry. And that example to the person that we say sorry to will create a safe environment, and you will have long-term happiness in your relationships. And Elder Corbridge left a great quote, and he says, you cannot be better than what you know. That gives you the grace, right? That gives you the opportunity to be able to, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. And especially in communicating, listen, I find myself being guilty as a mom, like, oh, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to say back, because they didn't do this and they didn't do that. But being able to validate them and listen to them where they're at is so important. Even if you don't agree, being able to validate someone is huge. And that doesn't take away your power. It doesn't lessen who you are as a person. It makes you a great person and a good listener. And it endears you to those that you're in relationships with. If you can realize you're able to slow down and listen to them and get their feedback, it really does create more happiness. I know, it's hard, especially when you feel like you're in the right. And sometimes you are, but what is the goal? To always be right or to have healthy relationships? You can't have both. Think back to a time when someone apologized to you. Okay, you got it? All right, answer me this question. Did you think less of them? was their flaw, was their humanity, did that make you pass judgment on them, that they're not a good person, that they're not as amazing as you thought they were when they apologized to you? No. That's so true. That's so not true, right? When someone is giving you a sincere apology, I have so much respect for someone who can acknowledge when they've made a mistake. So remember back to that. Remember back when you have made, when you go forward and you're going to make a mistake. We all know we are. But remember, acknowledging you're not perfect only makes you human and beautiful and vulnerable and an example of what you need to do when you mess up, because everybody's going to. Now, relationship with your kids. That's big advice too. I mean, I have learned so much now that I'm like the single parent. It is so important to me to be able to have a good relationship with my kids. The more you listen and validate, acknowledge, and apologize when you're wrong, I have really felt those safe boundaries for my kids been able to build and build. Now, completely, I'm imperfect and still have problems acknowledging weaknesses, but I'm working on it. And I know that it will make me happy. But think back to that time that we talked about earlier when someone has apologized to you. It changes the climate in the room, right? It gives the other permission to own their feelings and apologize for their part in it. That is huge. I was in a relationship and I was constantly criticized. And I was always told what I needed to do better or how I was lacking. And this was love, right? I'm only doing this to help you. And it really... a piece of me died inside every time. Like I was judged and criticized, you know, my respect and my admiration and my love for that person that I was in a relationship with waned significantly. When you love someone, you shouldn't be criticizing them. You shouldn't be pointing out all their flaws. You should only be owning your own participation, your own mistakes, and your own part in that. And when you do that, you can be happy. Like I have worked on that so hard, like the last year especially. And as a parent, when I go to bed that night, when I have apologized to one of my kids, it just makes me feel good inside that I let them know that I'm not perfect and I'm trying my best and I can mess up and I can still love them and apologize to them. So, what can you do next if you want help in one of your relationships? Is it hard for you to stay sorry? Just think of one relationship you want to improve. It could be fighting. Are you avoiding somebody? It's not about what's right. It's about what's best. Each side has a part. What is your part in the struggle? So think of that relationship that you have a problem with. What's your part in it? Own it. Acknowledge it. Apologize for it. And if it's a good quality relationship, that'll create safety and build loyalty and trust and love in that. And that's so beautiful and so great. Now, it's hard when you have kids, right? It's hard, especially for me, when you have expectations that you set up for your kids. Well, my boyfriend Todd and I took 6 of our kids to Hawaii in May of 2020. We stayed for a whole month, okay? And it was so fun, but it was a lot of work, right? We were just giggling like, oh my gosh, crazy people sign up to do this kind of stuff. We're crazy. So one day, imagine this, okay? 6 kids. We get the cooler out. We're going on this like daytime adventure. right? We get the cooler out. We make all the sandwiches. So six plus us two. So that's eight. We get the ice. We get the drinks. We get the napkins. We get the treats. We get everything, okay? Him and I get it all ready. The kids, we get in the truck, we put everything in, we get the lounge chairs. I think we were heading to a beach after like this daytime adventure. So we have like the lounge chairs and all that stuff, okay? We have this great, long, amazing day, so fun. We pull up back to the house and the garage opens, we pull in, the kids all get out of the car. Every one of them. And Wyatt is the youngest. So he was 9 at that time. On up. Okay. Up to 17. So between 9 and 17, there were 6 kids. And they go in the house. And Todd and I just sat there in the car. And I just looked over at him. And I'm just like, I can't believe it. You know? And he's just like, wow, okay, not one kid offered to help us load everything out and bring everything into the house. Not one. And this is why I love Todd so much. So here am I, I'm just like lit, right? I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get in that house and I'm going to be like, are you kidding me? I brought you to Hawaii. I've done all this and I cannot believe you can't even be considerate enough to help us in the house. Okay, that's my usual, right? Like, that's my go-to. Well, here's Todd, the master of relationships. And he's like, okay, I think we should go in and we should talk to them and ask them some questions, okay? So I'm like, okay, I'll let you take the lead. We get in the house after we load all the stuff in the house, take all the chairs, the towels, you name it. So we get everybody out there in the living room, and Todd says with no heat in his voice at all, but just, hey, you guys, Camille and I were wondering what we could have done differently so that you guys would want to have helped us when we pulled back up to the house tonight with everything in the car that we unloaded ourselves. So, can you just let us know what could we have done better to make you want to contribute? Who says that kind of stuff, right? I'm just looking at him like, I love this man. He's so nice. It is so a huge contrast from a different relationship that I was in, right? Where it's heated and quick to anger and just this anxiety-ridden conflict climate, you know, to this. It was so peaceful, right? And so humbling and very earnest. And you wouldn't believe the kids, it instantly opened a door for them to acknowledge their wrongs and wished they would have behaved differently. You know, every one of them said sorry that they didn't help us in. And it wasn't that we were demanding a sorry or they were angry for it. Like, no, just that humble approach really softened and it completely changed the atmosphere of the entire, it wasn't even a confrontation. It was just like an earnest, loving talk. And I just sat there like with my mouth open like, oh my gosh, that is really how you need to talk to people, even when you're frustrated and mad. And so he's such a great example to me on how to interact and communicate when you're frustrated. And it's okay to validate. It's okay to be meek. It's okay. And it's good because it gives them the opportunity to feel safe and loved and for them to be able to own their own stuff instead of like a dog, you're rubbing their nose in it, you know? And it just felt so much better. Number 9. Woo! The last one. The top 9 things. Number 9 is you need to give up the need for others' approval. So I know we talked about you need to impress others, and we coupled that kind of and talked a lot about approval as well. You don't need other people's approval. God's approval is all that matters, and your heart and the people that are in your tribe. Let your heart be your guide. You do not need to impress Anybody. You don't need anybody's approval. And those that are in your tribe will love you for being you. If this sounds impossible, I'm going to tell you, it's really hard. And unless you have God on your side, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, it says, quote, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." So if you're having a problem with one of those nine areas that we talked about that's impeding you from being happy, turn to God. He will help you. I cannot tell you how many countless times I have poured my heart out to God to have him help give me strength. And he's stepped up and answered. If you're rejected for your dreams and your pursuits, keep doing it anyway. God put those desires in your heart for a reason. And he will help you accomplish what you need to accomplish. You don't need other people's approval. An example, have you heard of these little series called Harry Potter? Did you know 27 people, she went to multiple different publishers and was rejected? Seriously, isn't that mind-blowing? What about Dr. Seuss? Have you ever heard of him? Did you know 27 publishers rejected Dr. Seuss's first book? As well as Louisa May Alcott. Have you heard of that author? Rejected as well. So sometimes those people that you're going to for approval, you just have to keep going back to different people. Are you having a hard time really earnestly wishing for other people's approval? Well, I'm going to tell you what you can do next. If you find your purpose, if you find what gives you energy and meaning and zest for life, write it down. Post it on your bathroom mirror or your lock screen on your cell phone. Review it daily. And when, not if you're criticized or rejected, because you will be, plan on it. But be unapologetically motivated to move forward with what you're building. You be you and be proud of yourself and know that God has your back. If that's been planted in your heart, he will help provide a way. Have faith, have hope, and you do you. And when you do that, nobody else can tell you what will make you happy or what you'll be successful at. So those nine things are so crucial. If you want long-lasting happiness, even when life is highly imperfect, it's so easy for me right now, after everything I've gone through, to be able to be happy every day. Because I know there's so many blessings in every day of my life. And I'm so grateful for that. Like I touched on, my health, my children, my family, a roof over our head, the food in our cupboards. When you look at really so many other people, if we're talking about comparisons, compare yourself to people around the world that don't have a lot. And you'll feel like, oh my gosh, you're so rich and happy. And you can do this. Think about those nine things. You deserve to be happy. Adam fell, like the scripture says, Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. You deserve to have joy. I love you guys. And I have some exciting news coming up. Niska and I, my cutest 17-year-old daughter, are going to be doing a makeup class coming up, okay? I'm probably going to do this quarterly. Her and I have had so much fun going over the virtual workbook you're going to get, but it's going to be an hour and a half, about a 90-minute class on March 13th. It's going to be a Saturday morning. And we are going to share what skincare we use, and we're going to put on our makeup for the day as if we're doing it ourselves. And it's going to be Zoom or Facebook Live. I'll get all the details on my website, CamilleBauer.com. But if brows, contouring, eyeliner, if that scares you, have you looked at products and become overwhelmed? do you have products and you don't even know how to use them? Then let Niska and I help you ease those anxieties and walk you through a fun and informative live virtual cosmetics course. It's going to be super fun, and you can get your questions answered. And so many people reach out to me. It's kind of funny for, you know, grief and loss and this heavy grief, loss, faith. And then in the next turn, it's, right, cosmetics, because I was a makeup artist for 5 years and I loved it. And I'm so into skincare and makeup, and I have, and I've got that love from my sweet mom, who started me at an early age knowing that self-care is really important. So I'm so grateful for her, and I want to share, because I get so many requests and and people wanting tips. And if you've watched my YouTube channel for a while, you know I have makeup tutorials on there too. So we thought this would be a really fun activity, why people are in our homes a lot, wanting to know what's best for your eye color, what colors for your eye shape, your skin tone. Anyway, Niska and I are super excited to be able to be rolling that out for you. And so watch, follow me on Instagram, Camille Bauer, and I'll be having more details in how to sign up. So it's an art form. I'm excited to share my love for makeup and that art with you and my cute, sweet 17-year-old daughter. So it'll be $25 a household. So you will be able to, you know, if you have daughters or whoever that wants to learn these tips and techniques, one household, you can pay that price, and everybody can watch and learn and get the feedback in our awesome, like, virtual workbook that we'll walk you through. You can print and have later. So anyway, I'm so excited to roll that out. But I just wanted to put that on the end of this episode and let you guys get excited to be confident in application and inspired to become creative. Because when you look good, it helps you feel good. And I know that to be true. How many times have you, like, felt like crap? I know last week I've been sick. This week I've had a head cold. But when you get up and you get ready for the day, you just feel better. So I'm excited to be able to have all your guys' questions answered that I get so many people asking, like, what do you do and how do you do your brows and what product do you use here and how do you do this? So we're going to answer all your questions. Anyway, I love you guys, and I'm so excited to be able to have wrapped up this 9 things that will hopefully help you be happier in your life, because life's too short and too precious to not appreciate it and love it and let you know you can be happy, irregardless of the heavy that's going on in your life. You can be happy right now if you choose to look at your blessings and work on those 9 things that we talked about in this 3-part series. So, love you guys, and we'll